collections of writings and lore regarding the Garden Guardians, constructs created by King Alvark and protectors of the Verdant Sanctuary. Recording by Valerie Pleasant, archivist of the Lawrence Occult Bureau of Exorcism. First of Autumn Moon, 1819. The Hidden Garden. In the war-torn landscape of Altland's history, few stood as stalwart amidst the chaos as the Kingdom of Alvark, known for its mastery in artifice and warcraft. Its undeterred armies of golems and war machines continuously braved the constant assaults of its enemies. Tenaciously, the metal armies of Alvark would grind any foe into submission. Though, the kingdom's success was not shouldered by its armies alone. If it was not for the tactical and inventive mind of the monarch King Alvark himself, the kingdom would have long fallen and just be a footnote of history. King Alvark was a stoic monarch of keen intellect and above all else a masterful craftsman who had his hand in the construction and design of his war machines that formed the backbone of his military might. Under his skillful guidance, his realm saw unprecedented prosperity and growth. But, as stoic as he presented himself to the world, the burden of the crown wore heavily on King Alvark. Each of his decisions had to be carefully contemplated, lest he would lead his kingdom to ruin. The ceaseless pressure upon his mind and soul was tremendous. To bring himself solace when his leadership was tested the most, he retreated again and again to a secret project of his hidden garden, the Verdant Sanctuary. The Verdant Sanctuary was a hidden piece of green land that King Alvark, who usually found himself surrounded by blazing furnaces and roaring battlefields, tended to with great passion and love. Over years of work, he shaped this land into his very own place of comfort. It was by merit of the garden's tranquil beauty that allowed the king to remain composed and resolute. As his verdant sanctuary grew in size, King Alvark found himself in a vexing position. With greater size, the garden demanded a greater amount of tending and attention by the king. He found himself pulled between his monarch duties and his love for his garden. Fate smiled upon the monarch when a strange mineral was brought before him. The prospectors who presented the mineral had harvested off a great tree's roots, found in the heart of an ancient forest. Intrigued, the king ordered that this mineral must be inspected. His court mages deciphered the mysteries of this mineral expediently. This mineral could store and release natural energies. Fascinating as it was impractical to see use in the field of battle, where one would only find fire and death, and was dismissed. King Alvark, though, saw the true potential of this mineral as the solution to his unknown predicament. The king returned to his sanctuary once more, bringing material and inspiration for a new type of construct. They would be powered by this new mineral he named Primalite, and become the king's helping hands to tend to his beloved garden, his Garden Guardians. Machines of Care. For the first time in his life, King Alvark would construct machines not for the purpose of warfare, but of preservation and protection. He created the tenders for his verdant sanctuary. As a seasoned warsmith of unparalleled skill, the king was quick to create the first constructs with simple instructions: protect the garden and tend to its needs. The primalite within their construct bodies would supply their animus, and the abundant life of the garden would power them. The king was pleased to see the success of his design. The reciprocity between the machine and the garden was ensured. As the machine kept the garden alive, so did the garden keep the machines empowered and working. In the following years, the king refined and perfected his garden guardians, creating them with different forms and purposes. At last, the guardians performed their task completely, without the king's directions, and the king could indulge in the beauty of his garden fully and untroubled. And the king did, He would return to his garden in times of exhaustion or unease. The garden would remain his ever-available sanctuary. At the twilight of the monarch's life, the king, weary in spirit of a lifetime of responsibility, and broken in body by the burden of a monarch, sought out the garden for the final time. To his kingdom, he vanished, leaving behind his throne and his crown, to be claimed by his capable children. His sanctuary was his new home, and in time, his final rest. With peace of mind he left, knowing that not only his kingdom would be cared for, but his garden that he loved so very much would remain forever. Of all his constructs created by his hand, King Alverc cherished none more than his garden guardians, who would ensure that his garden would stand splendid and flourishing evermore. Garden Guardians. Serving as the backbone of the garden's guardians, these constructs are regularly patrolling the garden for lesser tasks of maintenance and care. Designed with different purposes in mind, the guardians were created in lesser and greater size, where the lesser guardian is able to nimbly maneuver and reach the crown of the garden's tallest trees, the greater guardian performed the tasks of heavy labor. Both designs complementing each other ensure the garden's needs are tended to. The primalite within their construct bodies does not only serve these guardians as a power source. Due to the close proximity to the garden's exuberant vitality, these guardians were created not just to absorb this energy, but to also hoard and release it if need be. Akin to a feat of primal magic, the garden guardians can dispense their energy and cause plants to sprout and flourish where they once withered before. As this feat is directly linked to the very power that animates these constructs, an overuse of this ability will cause them to fall into inactivity. The prime directive of the guardians is the verdant sanctuary's protection and maintenance, so they will not hesitate to give up their power for the garden. But the garden provides for these machines in reciprocity, and they will be able to return to their duties in due time. Despite the abundance of their animating primal energy, the guardians will remain motionless outside of their regular rounds so as to not disturb the tranquility with gratuitous commotion. Even in rest, garden guardians add to the beauty of the garden thanks to the king's ingenious design. Garden Wellspring. During the garden's creation, the king became keen to the different phenomena of the natural world. He developed a thorough understanding of the circle of life and each role within the greater entity of the garden. One observation that captivated him was how small forms of life gathered around greater beings, such as mighty trees. Animals would find their homes in the branches, moss would grow up their bark, and humble mushrooms would grow within their shadows. As so much life would flourish around the tree, so would the tree become a wellspring of primal energy. Though effective as the tree's dispense of primal energies were, by their very nature, they were immobile. Garden wellsprings are mighty constructs created with the purpose to house these life-giving trees. Upon their many sturdy legs, the wellsprings slowly but surely transport these trees and bring them where their life-giving energies are most needed. They were built with power and durability in mind, as each of the trees they transport is of great value for the garden. With the use of these wandering bastions of vigor, the king was able to expand the magnitude of his garden greatly. Wherever these constructs would wander, a green path of flourishing plants would soon follow, and their very presence was able to turn even the most blighted ground into fertile soil. Garden Guardian Caretaker. Created to manage and direct the garden guardians, the caretakers are equipped with the greatest amount of autonomy among the king's secret creations. Where the other garden guardians can only conceive simple directions, the caretaker is capable of thought. While still basic in its intellect, a caretaker possesses a thorough understanding of nature and its balance. The caretakers are tasked to monitor and observe the garden to ensure its health and growth. Once their watchful eyes identify an issue, it will alert lesser constructs to move out and perform whatever task the caretaker deems necessary to rectify the issue. The caretaker is the peak of King Alverk's Garden Guardians. To deepen its connection to the plants around it, and to tap deep into the primal energies within, the caretakers are each endowed with rich plant life upon their shells. Due to their close connection to nature, the caretakers can use the primal energy around them to the point of performing outright primal magic. It is by the feet of the caretakers that the care of the garden has been ensured long since the death of King Alverk, and will ensure the verdant sanctuary's continued existence.